Yurt. Shin. Vav. Shin Vav Hey Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Shin Vav Hey Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Shin Vav Hey Yud 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 Shin Vav Hey Yud Shin Vav Hey Yud Shin Vav Hey Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Yud Hey Feel the vibrations of the name within your body, bringing you inwards and downwards, letting yourself relax into the inner. You find yourself sinking downwards, and find yourself standing before the door to the inner sanctuary. This is a door that is uniquely yours, that will feel familiar, that is the door to your inner sanctuary. And as you touch this door, it opens smoothly, easily, and you find yourself on a pathway sloping downwards. A pathway with windows on either side, through which you catch glimpses of the past. Each time you look out the window, you look out on a version of your own past. So walking slowly, carefully, towards the inner sanctuary that is at the heart of your own being. Slowly descending. And then finding the path, slowly ascending. Coming at length to another doorway. Carve deeply into this doorway is the image of the circled pentagram. And upon the archway of the door, there is the name Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh. Pentagram is the endless knot, the image of the balanced human being connected to all worlds. The name Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh is the healing name, the name of transformation, the name of blessing. And as you step into the sanctuary, you step into the image of the true human being. You step into the presence of the healing name. So if it is your will and your wish, step forward through the door and find yourself in a square room with a domed roof. In the center of the room there is an altar. In the four quarters there are stained glass windows with the images of the four great archangels. Standing out proud from each underneath the windows is the image of the four holy living creatures. In front of us there is the Archangel Michael, and beneath him the image of the winged lion. Behind us, the window portrays the Archangel Uriel, and beneath the window, the image of the winged bull. On our right hand, the image of the Archangel Gabriel. Stained glass window with the image of the Archangel Gabriel. And beneath it, the image of the winged white eagle. On our left, a window with the Archangel Raphael, and beneath the angel, the image of the winged human being. At the center of the dome, at the top of the dome, there is the letter Shin in brilliant white fire. And as we look on the altar top, we see the letters of the name. The Yud in the direction of Michael. The He in the direction of Gabriel. The Vav in the direction of Raphael. The He final in the direction of Uriel. And in the center, deeply carved, the letter Shin, the letter of the Spirit. As you stand at the altar, you place your hands upon it. You pay attention to the letter Yud, the primal fire, the primal will, the light that shines in all places, the fiery will that upholds us, that bids us be. And as we pay attention, we become aware of Michael in the south. To the south I invite the Archangel Michael, High Priest of Heaven, bearer of the infinite light and fire. Bring the divine will to us. Inflame us, warm us, empower us. Make us a vessel of light. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. Turning to the west, we contemplate the Archangel Gabriel, the letter He, and the principle of reflection in water, of flow. The moisture without which life cannot be. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, keeper of the crystal waters. Irrigate this sanctuary, irrigate our hearts. Make us juicy, luscious, filled with life and bounty. May we be filled with the green life of the living earth. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the western quarter. Turning to the east, we contemplate the Archangel Raphael and the letter Vav. The principle of air, the principle of transmission, the principle of resonance and sound, the principle of inspiration. To the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael, herald of the morning, bringer of new life. Breathe into us, inspire us. Let our sails fill with your wind, that we may seek new adventures, that we may find new worlds. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. Turning now to the quarter of the north, the Archangel Uriel and the winged bull, the final letter He. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, light of God that shines in darkness. Angel who understands the mystery of matter. Make us alchemists, that we may embody the light. Make us alchemists, that we may free the trapped life within the world. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. East and west, north and south, We stand before the four quarters, between the Yud and the Hey, the Vav and the Hey final. We stand in the midst of the world, in the midst of the name. In our hearts and above us is the letter Shin, the Ruach Elohim, the divine breath that is the living mystery. May that mystery descend into our hearts, descend into our bodies, descend into our hands and our feet, that we may walk the way. As we receive the blessing of the name, it is as if the four great doorways of the sanctuary open, and we are granted a glimpse of the worlds beyond them. Mikael steps aside and shows us through the archway of fire. We are given a glimpse of the burning world, of the fiery world, of will, of light. We are filled with this light, this fire, energized and empowered. We are given a glimpse of the angels of fire, and of the purity of fire itself. It fills us, and before it can overwhelm us, Mikael steps back into place, mediating and moderating the light. Our attention is drawn to Gavriel and the gateway of the West. And here Gavriel steps aside and we are shown the world of the letter He, the world of the great waters of the great sea, of the vast irrigation. We are immersed in the waters. Filled, purified, made fertile, entering into the great reflection, the great mirroring of the waters. And after a moment, Gavriel steps back into place, mediating the waters to us. Our attention is drawn to the east and to Raphael. Who likewise steps aside and shows us the world of air. The world of the great winds that drive the world. The mystery of air and breath and oxygen. The mystery of the expansion. The vastness of the world of air. We are filled with the breath. We are filled with the lightness and the expansion of the living air. And after a period of time, Raphael steps back into place, mediating the breath to us. Finally, we turn to the quarter of the north, where Auriel steps aside and shows us the deep world of the earth, of matter, of crystallization, of the shaping of form. We feel the heaviness of Earth. We feel the crystalline solidity of the Earth. And after a while, the Archangel Auriel steps back into place, mediating that life. We stand at the center of the sanctuary, feeling the quality of fire and the letter Yud, of water and the letter He, of Vav and the air, of the Hay final and the deep earth. And as we stand contemplating these qualities, we feel them combine in us, meeting within us. Within our human form, there is the living name. Within our human form, there is the living world. We stand as the balance point between heaven and earth, between north and south, east and west. In silence or in speech, we transmit the name, letting the name bless the worlds. Yod, He, Shin, Vav, He, Yod, He, Shin, Vav, He. Yod, He, Shin, Vav, He, Yod, He, Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey. Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey Shin Vav Hey Yud 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 Hey Shin Vav Hey. Feel the blessing of the four archangels. Feel the blessing of the four holy living creatures. Feel the blessing of the name Yud Hey Shin Vav Hey. Be aware of yourself at the center, between heaven and earth, between east and west and north and south. Be aware of yourself as the balance point of the worlds. The manifester of the blessing. Slowly take your leave of the sanctuary. Stepping out through the inner dome, descending the pathway, noticing the windows on either side of the path, which at this point give you intimations of the future, images of things yet to be, potentials yet to arise. Descend slowly. And then slowly start to ascend. Coming at length to the outer door that is simply at your center. And stepping through that door, you find yourself in your body, in your room, letting your senses carry you back into the room, Be aware of yourself sitting in your chair, breathing the air of your room, hearing the sound of my voice, smelling and tasting your room. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and looking into your room.